Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2013. Brought to you by
the Journal of Visual Impairment and Blindness is an essential professional resource and the journal of record on issues related to blindness and vision loss. Subscribe now and get immediate access to news from the field, current research and best practice information, and a calendar of events. For more information, go to www.jvib.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2013 with Derek Bovey, Technical Product Manager for AI Squared, here talking about the latest with ZoomText. Derek, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Hey, J.J., how you doing?
Doing good. Been a lot of talk recently about your foray into the Mac platform. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on there?
Sure. We've just released, about a month ago now, ZoomText Mac. It's a magnification solution for the Mac operating system. It offers many of the enhancements that people will be familiar with on the PC side of things. You've got magnification up to 36 times, mm-hmm. also clear font smoothing, and actually ZoomText Mac will smooth everything on screen, even images. Along with that, you've got a number of enhancements ranging from color filtering to the pointer, cursor, and focus enhancements that are all present in ZoomText on the PC. A lot of people may wonder, well, why are you guys making a magnifier for the Mac?
That was exactly my next question.
Right? Doesn't it have something built in? And while the Mac operating system does have a built-in zoom feature, it is severely limited. There's no font smoothing. The text looks rather jagged, even at very low magnification levels.
Right.
And its screen tracking leaves a little bit to be desired. So one good example of that is if you use Command-Tab to switch between applications, your magnified view doesn't move to show you what application you're on when using Mac Zoom.
Sure. So is it just a magnifier only? So what, is it compatible with VoiceOver as well? Or?
Yep. It's compatible is it's kind of difficult to describe what compatible means, but you can run the two together. We don't preclude someone from using VoiceOver. However, our ability to tell exactly where VoiceOver is at all times sometimes we don't know where it is and the events aren't exposed, so we can't track to it. But someone can use the two products together without issue.
Sure. As far as application support, what extent, as far as like built-in apps like Pages or over, say, like Microsoft Office, or how much support is there?
Built-in apps are going to work fine because they follow the accessibility standards of the operating system. Unfortunately, you will run across applications that do not adhere to those standards. And what that means is normally our ability to track the text cursor and display the enhancements will be limited.
Mm-hmm.
That is the case on applications like Microsoft Word. And in fact, those are also inaccessible by VoiceOver.
Right.
So Microsoft is aware of that problem and hopefully fixing it in the near future. But as long as the application is built with accessibility in mind and adhering to those application development standards, ZoomText will work just fine with it.
Okay. And this being the first version, what other types of features are you going to try to get into the product?
Well, the obvious next thing we're going to be working on is some reading tools or reading support on the Mac platform. What that is right now is yet to be determined, but I think the clear value of ZoomText on the PC are the simple and easy to use reading tools that we have,
right,
like AppReader and DocReader. And
okay,
we would like to take some of those concepts and bring that over to the Mac platform in the near future as well.
What about the ZoomText camera? Is there support for that on the Mac side yet? Or?
Currently not. That's something that we're also looking for in the future. Our main goal with this product was to get something out to market.
Okay.
We've been having people ask us about a Mac product for the better part of 10 years now. And rather than wait longer, we had something that we wanted to show to the world that had a lot of compelling features.
Sure.
And offered a lot of value to what was built in. So
okay,
we've had a great response to it, and people have really enjoyed coming to the booth and taking a look at it.
So this is available for purchase now?
It's available now. It was released at ATIA last month. Pricing is $299 retail,
mm-hmm.
but if you already own ZoomText, it's only $99, and that's that introductory offer is good until March 15th. After that point, it's $149 for existing ZoomText customers to buy the Mac version.
And does that come directly through you guys, or does it go in the Mac App Store?
It's not in the App Store right now, so purchases can be made directly from us or from our dealers.
Okay, so that's available now. And also, on the PC side, you've done some improvements to Windows 8 support for ZoomText.
Yep, we're releasing a version of ZoomText that has support for Windows 8 sometime in the spring, probably the April or May time frame. It's going to offer support for that operating system, some improvements to the enhancements and how they turn on and off. There will be some nicer visual indication and transition effects.
Okay.
We're also going to be adding touchscreen support and gesture controls to Zoom Text, so you can use gestures to change magnification level, turn on your reading tool, so on and so forth.
Sure.
And also Office 15 and Internet Explorer 10 support will also be part of that product lifecycle.
So that sounds like a pretty major. Is that Zoom Text 11 then, or are you going to keep that in the 10 series?
It's undetermined what the version number will be, but this will likely be a product that's Windows 8 only.
Okay.
Since it's mostly platform support, this will be a major upgrade because of all of the new platforms we're supporting and the touchscreen features. But likely this will be targeted for individuals that are running Windows 8, and the touchscreen support will be Windows 8 only, so it won't be backwards compatible with Win 7.
Sure. Tell us, I believe you have another product here that you're at CSUN.
Yeah, three new products this year. Pretty busy year for AI Square. The last new product that we're going to be releasing probably next week is called Zoom Text Image Reader, and it's a scan and read solution. It's very affordable, portable, and easy to use. It can be used as a standalone product or used in conjunction with Zoom Text. It comes with one of two different document cameras. One is A3 or letter size. The other one is A4 or letter size. The other one is A3 or tabloid size.
Are these the same ones as before, or are these different cameras?
These are different cameras. This is different than the Zoom Text camera feature that we released in Zoom Text 10.
Okay.
The Image Reader cameras are document cameras that are specifically designed ergonomically for that purpose, to take a picture of printed material. It also is going to come with a tactile document mat, which is pre-cut for each individual camera lens. They're all different. So the mat itself is tactile. It has a bump edge, so you know exactly where to place the sheet of paper and put the camera in a little notch as part of the document mat. So it takes all the guesswork out. You don't even need to be sighted to line up the sheet of paper. And it's got single-handed hotkeys. You could even use it with a screen reader if you wanted to.
What I was going to say, is this more intended as a low-vision solution, or is it
it's both.
As well?
Okay. Like I said, you can use it with Zoom Text. We'll track all of the words as it's reading, or the lines if you like to do that.
Okay.
But it is fully accessible to be used with a screen reader.
Okay. What's the pricing model for that?
Price points are really affordable. So there's two different camera models. Retail pricing is $749 for the small camera and the software, $849 for the larger camera. If you own Zoom Text, we're going to give you an even better deal, $499 and $599. So you get a $250 price break if you own Zoom Text 10.
Okay. And obviously you have to buy that as a package, the camera and the software.
Correct. Yep. Comes as a package.
Okay. And that's a Windows product.
Yep. And also, Image Reader will work in Windows 8 as it exists right now.
Okay. Sounds good.
So it's ready for the future.
All right. If people want to get more information about any of these products, what's the best way to do that?
Go to our homepage of AISquared.com. All of our product announcements will be there. And you can also check out our blog, AISquared.com/blog.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right, JJ.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2013.